He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney with your Arrowhead update. We have some injury updates for you, but we'll get to them. The main news of this week was that Eric Berry has been named the candidate for the Man of the Year award. And with that award, there's a charity challenge this year. We're calling on you fans to use the hashtag Berry, WPMOY challenge. The candidate that gets the most votes will get $20,000 for their charity.
And Pete, I got to say this, for anybody out there that hasn't gone to Chiefs.com and checked out your article, counting down the top five moments of Berry over the past year, it was a phenomenal article. Our guy Nathan Brunzi did a fantastic job building that. It looks fantastic. A lot of great stuff. Definitely a must read for all of Chiefs Kingdom.
Always like the plug, BJ. I appreciate that. Now for your injuries headed into this game on Sunday against the Oakland Raiders. There's a number of Chiefs that are still dealing with concussion symptoms. DeAnthony Thomas and Mitch Morse will both be out. And Hussein Abdullah is a new player who has concussion symptoms. He'll also be held out for this game.
It's a good thing the Chiefs have a lot of guys that are ready to step up. Tyvon Branch obviously going to get some more reps. Probably going to mean a lot to him to go back to Oakland. He spent 7 years there. Zach Fulton got some work last week at center. Looks like he'll be back in there at center for Mitch Morse. And then with Justin Houston, obviously not playing in this game. That's big news. Dee Ford coming back from that back injury that he suffered in the pregame warm-ups against the Chargers. It'll be good to have him back in there as well.
Right, BJ, Justin Houston will be held out with that hyperextended knee, and that means Tom Mahaly and Dee Ford will be in the mix a lot more, trying to get pass rush on Derek Carr, who we already heard has 24 touchdowns and 6 interceptions headed into this game.
And one thing Carr is known for when you watch him on tape, he gets rid of the ball quickly, and the Raiders' offensive line's done a phenomenal job this season. He's only been sacked 14 times. It's the reason they've had a lot of success. You talk about Tom Mahaly's 6.5 sacks this year, has really found an extra bounce to his step in the past couple of weeks in particular. And he is just one sack shy of passing former great Neil Smith. You guys know what I'm talking about. For second all time in franchise history.
So those are your injury updates as the Chiefs head into this game on Sunday against the Oakland Raiders. Remember, all through the month of December, to use that hashtag we told you about earlier, Berry, WPMOY challenge. If you get the most votes for Eric Berry, he'll get $20,000 for his charity as part of this Man of the Year voting. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney, and this has been your Arrowhead Update. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
65 toss power trap.